It's 7:04. This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez in Colorado Springs. Of all the ballots cast in the recent primary election, only a small number were cast in person. CPR's Max Lubers reports.
Colorado voters tend to overwhelmingly mail back or drop off their ballots, so that divide isn't unusual. But look closer, and more patterns show up. Two-thirds of in-person voters cast GOP ballots, perhaps reflecting the distrust some Republicans have for mail balloting. Yet women ages 24 to 34 cast 900 Democratic ballots in person, outpacing most other demographics. CU Boulder political science professor Michelle Ferguson attributed the bump to the overturning of Roe v. Wade days before the primary.
That people would go that extra step says to me something about their motivation level.
In general, women split 50-50 in the Democratic and Republican primaries, while men favored the Republican ballot by 60%. I'm Max Lubers, CPR News.
Part of the telescope that produced groundbreaking images of space earlier this month was made in Colorado. Jennifer Hoffman is an astronomy professor at the University of Denver. She calls the Webb telescope's technology ingenious and says the pictures of Karima Nebula are her favorite.
It's really stunning. This is important because this nebula is a region where stars are being formed for the first time. And in previous images of this nebula, we were not able to see any stars through all of that dust. So you can see all the orange and brown stuff in this picture is cosmic dust.
Hoffman says this helps scientists learn more about how stars form. The cause of a plane crash in Boulder County is under investigation. It caused a fire in the mountains yesterday, prompting evacuations for the towns of Ward and Gold Hill. Less than 2 hours after the fire started, crews gave the all clear. Metro Denver highs at 100 degrees today. You are listening to CPR News.